Hello everybody, it's Audio Mode 2016, day one. It is June the 1st of 2016 today. And as you know, in June, quite a few of us take part in the Audio Mode challenge where we have to do boos. We have to do a boo for 30 days in June, in the month of June. Last year, I kind of took part. Last year was the first time I actually took part, and I did Audio Mode where I was writing, I was doing boos about, giving out writing tips basically for 30 days. I was going to do boos where I gave out tips, certain tips for writing and stuff. I didn't even finish that properly. I can't remember how many I did and where I got to, but I was going to do that for 30 days, and then it just didn't always happen because I didn't always get a chance to come on and do boos and stuff every day. So I don't really know what I'm going to do this year. I don't know what I'm going to do for this Audio Mode or anything like that. I probably won't go with a subject flow because I can't really think of, anything to really talk about every day of the month, but like I say, I don't even know whether I'll do every day or not. But we'll see how it goes, and we'll see how it actually goes. But we'll see anyway. I'm doing mine a bit late today because at the moment, today in the evening, I was gonna do it earlier on in the evening. Actually, I was gonna do it something like, I don't know, about 7-ish or 8-ish. That's when I was planning to do it, because I thought I'd have the chance to actually sit down and do it at that time and stuff, but I didn't really get a chance to, because I remembered that for the past few days this week, I've been re-watching and revisiting the Harry Potter movies and sort of like getting myself psyched up and ready for the 8th book. So that's what today's boo will probably be about, more or less. Because what's happening is there is an eighth story, not necessarily story, but there's going to be an eighth part to the Harry Potter series, and it sort of leads off from where it finished off in the seventh book. So we get to look into the future. It takes part basically when Harry's a bit older, and it looks at the story with one of Harry's children, I think. And basically it's going to be called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So I'm guessing it's probably to do with Albus, the second child, I'm guessing. Because I think that's where where it sort of leads off from is when Harry's talking to Albus, and Albus is asking questions about the four houses and questioning his where he's going to be and stuff like that, and questioning his namesake and stuff. So I'm guessing it's going to be more or less about him. And it's not going to be a proper book, as I've heard. It's actually going to be based on a play, a theatre play that somebody else has put on. It's written by someone else. It's actually fan fiction more than anything. But J.K. Rowling can't even think of the word now. She's allowed it, basically. A bit like the James Potter series, she's allowed that. Although the person, G. Norman Lippert, is not being paid, I don't think, to write those, but I don't know how with this play, I don't know how that's working, whether the person who's actually written the play and stuff, whether they're actually getting paid for it or not. Because obviously people are gonna have to pay for the tickets to get into to watch it and stuff, obviously. So where does that money go? Where is that money going to? Is it going to J.K. Rowling herself, or where? It does kind of make me wonder. Or maybe it's going to a charity. I don't know. I don't really know how it's going to work. But basically, it is fan fiction. It was written by somebody else. But however, J.K. Rowling is, she is helping out, and she is sort of co-working with the writer and stuff, so she is involved with it. So yeah, I don't know where the money part of it, you know, I don't know where that, how that's working, how that will work, because since J.K. Rowling herself is actually involved in it, so I don't know if you can class it as, well, it's sort of come out of fan fiction, out of the fan fiction category in a way, because the way that they keep talking about it in Pottermore is that they keep talking about it as the eighth book, and J.K. Rowling herself, you know, sort of talks about it as an eighth book, but she's said it's not a prequel or anything like that. It's just, I can't remember her exact words, but she did sort of say it was sort of like an eighth book. It was just a play, you know, and so she's not corrected Pottermore on the fact that, you know, that they keep calling it the eighth book, you know, she's not corrected that, and so they're continuing calling it the eighth book. So yeah, I don't know, but it's interesting. And it'll be really interesting as to where this will go. She says that there is a book, as well as the play, there will be a book as well that'll be released. But it's not going to be, when they release the book, it's not going to be an actual storybook. It's not going to be a story, like the other seven were actually storybooks, and they were following a story, sort of like they were written in the form of a story, and they followed a storyline. This one won't be like that. This book, the latest book that will be released, will be, it's more or less the script play. It's going to be the scripts. That's what she's going to release. So the book will actually be the script to the play that's coming out in theatres, which I think it's coming out in either June or July. So it's either this month or next month, I can't really remember. Or maybe it's next year, I don't really remember now. To be honest with you, I can't remember, and I can't remember a lot of things at the moment. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't really know what to think of it. I wish it was in a story form, you know, like how the other seven books are. I wanted it to be like that. I want another story like that. But we're not going to get anything like that. I can't imagine anything else like that now. I think J.K. Rowling is sort of moving away from writing any more stories to do with the Harry Potter verse. And I think she's concentrating on her other books. Yeah, like the Corman Strike books and all of the other, you know, the adult books that she's writing and stuff like that. So I can't see her revisiting the Potterverse in the form of a story at this moment in time. But the play, the eighth play, I don't know. I'm not really sure about going. I'm not going to go to the theatres to watch it. I'm not really sure about how the play will play out. But I do think the storyline will be interesting, and I am curious, and I would like the book, just to see what the storyline is and what that story is all about, and because the title in itself seems really interesting, and from what I've heard of the play, it does sound interesting, because it's looking at Harry and his son looking at, you know, that they're questioning things and stuff like that, so it'll just be really interesting. I want to know what that storyline is. I want to know what the story is behind that one. And I'm curious about it. And as a very curious person, I think I will end up either getting the book or something or other. Or when it comes out, if it does come out in the library, then I will borrow it from the library. But we'll see. I'm interested in it. I'm very curious about the eighth book. So in the past couple of days, we've been watching the films and just revisiting all of the films. And yeah, maybe I'll revisit all the books as well. Just do get ready for the eighth one. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know yet. But there you go. That's my first audio mo of the month. Bye for now.